action. Are you ready, Alabama? It's time to enter the doghouse.
You need to move more like a dog.
Ruff, silence, quiet!
All my boys, stand up!
We don't need a bunch of cats in here.
Yeah.
Call 866-485-9867 to get your bark on.
Hello?
Hello?
Are you a dog?
Yes!
I am also a dog.
All right!
Yeah!
We're dogs!
Yeah, we're dogs.
We're dogs that live near each other!
Live from the Big Dog Production Studios, it's the Tom Abraham Show.
Okay, folks, the guy in front of you is Tommy. He'll be taking you through my little spiel here.
Here he is, the head of the household, the Big Dog. Here's Tom Abraham.
We strong!
You all may be taking the week off, right, this week, but I'm not.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Bracket Buster Monday in the doghouse. Officially, my worst bracket ever. Ever. Somehow, Tony Mack and I are still in this challenge with Kublik and Arky, who have brackets nearly as bad as mine. But I'm going to have to overcome the horrible McBracket Buster bracket, okay, which is still smoldering and clearly will be the end of me, okay, leaving me with a lunch tab and an Auburn hat on. I'm just putting this all on the young guy. I'm going to go straight to him. I'm going to put it all on McBracket Buster, all right? It's just his fault, okay? Unless he comes through and does something dramatic and wins every game the rest of the way, which will only get him to a total of 37 wins, which probably still won't be enough, but we'll see how that all works. Clearly, though, the story of the brackets is the Junkyard Babe. I should have made her my partner in this deal. She is 13th out of 212 in our contest. Just to put that in perspective, I'm 142nd or something, okay? She's 13th out of 212. And is tied with several with the still possible 50 correct picks, which would be good for second. 51 is the lead. In the final, she has North Carolina with those pretty baby blue uniforms against Baylor. Why Baylor? Why did she pick Baylor? I'm like, honey, Baylor, really? Well, you know, that's where Chip and Joe from Fixer Upper are. Her favorite HGTV show. The kids are always wearing Baylor gear and are always showing the Baylor Stadium. Oh, okay. I get it. Lots to get into on the tournament. Why was Duke one of the tournament favorites, even though they were a two seed, playing in Greenville, South Carolina against the seventh seed South Carolina Gamecocks? Why did South Carolina have home ice in that game? Now, I'm not saying that had anything to do with the result of the game. I mean, good job by Frank Martin and his crew to get that win for the SEC. More on that in a moment. But why was that game in South Carolina, Greenville, South Carolina, instead of, you know, like in North Carolina? Well, the old bathroom bill again, raising its ugly head. Remember, North Carolina had the gall to pass a law that states men use men's rooms and women use women's rooms, and that goes for the locker room and the showers, including in the schools. So in a show of lefty power, the NCAA and the NBA and many others, including many from the predominantly lefty music and entertainment business, have decided to refuse to go to North Carolina. So Duke had to go to South Carolina to play South Carolina. Of course, South Carolina has a proposal out there for the same law, as do 12 other states. Three more on top of that, South Dakota, Wyoming, and Virginia had a proposal, but they voted it down already. And for the record, Alabama and Tennessee have proposals on the table as well. And as far as I know, they have not been voted on. I may be wrong. But I know they've got proposals on the table for this deal. And you know this is a pet peeve of mine. And how vile is the attack from the left on this? the, quote, human rights campaign, close quote, published an article under the heading, quote, Texas Governor Dan Patrick plotting attack on Texas trans, close quote. An attack? An attack on Texas trans by telling them they got to go to the bathroom that they belong in. That's an attack. Really? How about the human rights of the people who were, you know, born dudes and want to go to the bathroom with other dudes and were born girls and don't want to have to worry about some guy coming in the bathroom saying that he's a girl, kind of? How about the rights of my granddaughters who shouldn't have to worry about being in the bathroom at school and the boys coming in there because they, you know, woke up and they feel like a girl that day? Just because you want to be an astronaut doesn't make you an astronaut. Let me start it on that. Two notable deaths over the weekend. One surely you know. The other you may not, but really should. The one I'm sure you know is Chuck Berry, a true rock and roll pioneer who died at the age of 90 on Saturday. He burst on the scene in the 50s with Maybelline. Of course, Johnny B. Goode and God, so much more. One of the all-time great guitarists as well. I mean, that dude, he was fantastic. We're going to feature him on Throwback Thursday. McMusic is going to make a note of that right now. Then on Throwback Thursday, we'll be rolling a little Chuck Berry. And also passing away over the weekend, the legendary writer Jimmy Breslin, who you may not know, but he also passed away at the age of 88. Great, great writer. Famous New York City writer, a guy that wrote the book on Yogi Berra, but it was not necessarily a sports guy. Loved sports, but wrote a bunch of other stuff. Not Yogi Berra. He wrote the book on the 62 Mets. Can't anybody here play this game? Casey Stengel. And the New York Mets. And another sad note, this one from Dwight Clark, famous for the catch in 1981, who is a two-time Super Bowl champ, leading the league in receptions in 1982. He's been diagnosed with ALS at age 60, Lou Gehrig's disease, something he suspects playing football contributed to. Now we won't know for sure until he dies, sadly, which hopefully won't be too soon. But he posted a letter to family and friends online, which was very passionate. I hate that for that guy. Note that ALS, though, does afflict many people. Other people that we know. Actor Lane Smith died of it. Stephen Hawking has it. David Niven, among others. It also claimed the life of Catfish Hunter as well. So it's not just, you know, we've been kind of trained to think every time we hear ALS and a football player, well, that nets, it's got to be that. Well, remember, it's Lou Gehrig's disease. And last I knew, Lou Gehrig, you know, didn't play football. He played baseball, as did Catfish Hunter. And, you know, a lot of people get it. Now, there's a lot of information out there that may tie things that happened, that CTE deal, to the development of ALS and so on. So, and anyway, thoughts and prayers with Dwight Clark and his family. All right, if you got an idea what you want to contribute to the show, man, I didn't mean to be a downer there, but, I mean, Chuck Berry died. Feels like it's been forever since we did a show. If you got an idea what you want to contribute to the show, we invite you to get in toll-free, 866-485-WUMP, 866-485-9867. We also have the entire digital doghouse for you as well. That consists of our Twitter feed, at Tom Abraham Show. You can throw us a follow there. Facebook fan page, throw us a like at Facebook.com/Tom Abraham Show. Then there's the text window, 7329-TA-SHOW. 732-982-7469. Doghouse inbox is open as well. Tom@TomAbraham.com. You can follow the ump on Twitter at ump sports. The website is umpsports.com. Get those great sweet deals. And don't forget on Facebook at Facebook.com/ump sports, where you can get all the podcasts. Now full hours of the show podcast there. We're going to kick things off today with Mark Long of the AP in Florida with thoughts on the Gators in the Sweet 16. Plus, he was in Orlando at the Palmer Invitational, which this year was very poignant in the year that we lost Arnold Palmer. Plus, spring ball is in full swing in Gainesville. QB is the big issue there, and Felipe Franks is looking great. Kyle Trask is in that battle, and there's a true freshman by the name of Kadarius Tony, who was also making some waves there. So we'll get into a question on that. Predominantly, though, want to talk some Gators in the Sweet 16. Top of the three, Damon Amendolara from CBS Sports Radio is in the house. He'll be followed by our very own Cole Kibelik, who has 33 right and a potential of 40 total in his bracket. I have 32 and a potential of 40. Tied with Arky Shea, who also has 32 and a potential of 40. And then there's Mick Busted bracket. In the four, Jordan Bianchi will join us. He covers NASCAR for SB Nation after a late caution in the desert yesterday cost Kyle Busch a win. Set up Ryan Newman to give Richard Childress his first win in 112 races when Kevin Harvick, then with Childress, ironically won in Phoenix. Also ironically, the caution that cost Kyle Busch the race was caused by Joey Logano. Well, it was caused by a blown tire. It was caused by Mr. Goodyear. He got a blown tire. How about that Kyle Larson kid? Third straight week, he finishes second. Now he leads in the point standings. Then Albert Haynesworth will join us to talk Redskin dysfunction. You know, when they signed Albert Haynesworth for $100 million, and then Albert spun out, we thought for sure this was 100% on Albert. But you know what? Maybe not. This is part of the Redskin deal, man, because they're a mess. He should know. We're also going to talk free agency in general with him and what kind of advice he would give to guys looking to cash in after he got paid only to see his career collapse. Certainly he was a contributor to that, but also being in the right fit is critically important as well. Sometimes you got to be careful what you wish for. Speaking of which, the man of my early ridicule, the man behind the curtain, playing the stacks of wax and the platters that matter, answering the phones, pushing the buttons, making sure that we stay on the air, making all kinds of terrible picks on his bracket, in our ump studios, one part Italian, not the part that made the picks, clearly, one part Mexican, one part mutt, his family calls him Antonio Macbeth. To us, hey, Tony Mac.
Chico, don't be discouraged. The man, he ain't so hard to understand.
Kiss my brown ass.
Do you know who I am?
Who in the blue hell are you?
I'm the producer of this show. If I didn't step up, you're nowhere. I put this thing together out of spit and polish.
The guy's an intern.
You don't ever say that to me. Bullcrap.
All those of you that know Italians and like Italian, this is your day.
You can't speak Italian just because you have a mustache.
Hold it right there, Mr. Fancy Pants Foreigner.
Look, I don't speak Spanish.
I'm telling you, there's an embarrassing press conference in that kid's future.
Now, Tom. Hey, Tom.
Oh, hey, Tom. Oh, hey, Tom. Hey, Tom. Hey, Tom. Hey, Tom. Oh, hey, Tom. Hey, Tom.
Tom, can you get me off the hook? For old time's sake.
When you ask me those kind of questions, it really pisses me off.
We love you. We love you forever and ever.
Say hello to my little friend.
Well, welcome to America, amigo.
The guy's an intern.
Hey! How you doing, McBusted?
Look, you can blame me all you want to. I blame you. I've never filled out a bracket.
You want to turn your mic on?
It's on. I'm here.
Come on.
I'm here.
You can do it.
Look.
Talk to me.
You can blame me all you want to. I blame you. I've never in my life.
He's McDead Mike right now. What's going on with your mic there, boy? Don't want to talk about it?
It's on.
I mean, is the bracket that bad that you don't want to talk about it? He's over there pushing buttons frantically.
My mic's been on this entire time.
That's why I just heard you for the first time right there. Right there. Where you been?
I didn't have you in audition. You couldn't hear me. The world can. The world, me in program. I'm here.
Well, you got to have me in audition. Look, I mean, this is my audition, man. I mean, what are you doing over there?
Guy's an intern.
Is this the first time you've ever done the show or what? Are you just rattled?
I blame you. If you blame me, I've never in my life filled out a bracket this bad.
The guy's an intern.
How is that my fault? How is you making out a lousy bracket my fault?
I don't know. You wanted to team up with me, and I guess you gave me the voodoo, big dog. I don't know what's going on with this tournament, but we still have a chance to win it, so I'm really still not worried about it. Looking at the rest of the picks and the possible points remaining and everything, not too worried. If our picks work out the way they did, or the way they're going to, hopefully, then we should be able to out Arky and Cole, because Arky has Purdue beating Kansas, and I know I have Kansas Ooh. Winning, and I think you have Kansas winning, so we'll double up
Kansas.
Points there.
Yeah, we'll pick up a couple there.
Cole has Kentucky winning the whole thing, and me and you have UCLA going to the championship game.
So that's the whole thing right there.
Yes.
Is Kentucky-UCLA is the whole enchilada. Because I will say this about my horrific bracket. Not that anybody cares about my horrific bracket, but I will say this about it. I do have three of my four Final Four teams left. I've got Arizona, UCLA, and Kansas still in this thing. Duke was my champion, so that's very costly. I redlined the entire Eastern bracket. I mean, the entire Eastern regional. I mean, I picked up a couple of first-round wins, but I'm wiped out in the East. I got no Sweet 16 in the East. I got nothing. My entire East is all red. My wife looked at my bracket and she goes, "How come yours has all those red lines on there?" I said, "That's because I suck. I'm terrible right now on this thing."
Yeah, you and me both. My fiance actually picked Baylor to win the whole thing as well. As you said, your wife had Baylor going deep.
Yeah. Did you know why though? Did you ask her? Because I couldn't figure out why my wife picked Baylor, and then I said, "Wait a minute. Did you pick Baylor because of Fixer Upper?" And she just smiled.
Well, my fiance likes Fixer Upper, but it has nothing to do with that. When we first met 3 or 4 years ago, we had one of the first things we did together were pick brackets. And she picked Baylor, and I teased her. I was like, "Why did you pick Baylor?" And then they got beat early. And so it's been her thing. She's determined to pick Baylor every year in one. She makes two. She makes a Baylor bracket specifically and picks them to go all the way every year. And it's worked out. So they've gotten farther than they have the last 3 years this year. So it's worked out for her a little bit.
All right, so right now we're down how many? We're down
five.
We're down five. Two, three. How much?
We're down three. I'm sorry. We're down three. They're at 30. They're at 65. We're at 62 altogether.
So we're down three all day. So we got a chance. I don't have to go buy an Auburn hat yet, right?
No. If UCLA wins and Arizona makes the Final Four, we have a good chance of making it and winning it all. But UCLA can't win the championship. Arky has them winning it all. And if we have UCLA get to the championship, it's still going to be close. So UCLA needs to get to the big game and then lose it.
Does anybody else have Arizona to the Final Four?
I was looking. I don't think so. I think either Arky or Cole have them in the Elite Eight, but not the Final Four.
All right, you got to look at all of the different possibilities. You got to be mixed scenario, okay? You got to look at all of the different possibilities, since that's your assignment tonight, is to figure out the different scenarios, because I got to know what I'm squeezing for. You know what I mean? I got to know. And I will say this about that. You know, them asking me, you know, originally they asked me to come in studio and do the show, and I'm like, "That's no big deal." And then I said, "Well, Cole has to wear an Alabama hat. Cole and Arky have to wear an Alabama hat at lunch. You know, would they do that in public?" And I never got a response, to be honest with you, from Cole or Arky on that. Arky would do it naturally, but because he don't care. But, you know, I never got a response from Cole. So then Arky sent me a text and said, "Cole wants to know if you would wear an Auburn hat." And I got to be honest with you, I would wear an Auburn hat. Yeah. I'm going to say this about that. Although I don't have any Auburn hats and I've never worn an Auburn hat, and Auburn is not my squeeze, I guarantee you that. I'll say this about that. Wearing a Steelers hat in public would be much worse to me than wearing an Auburn hat in public. To be honest with you.
Well, in the wonderful basement of the Ump Studios right here, what they have on the big board, Arky wrote all of the Final Four teams of just about everybody in the competition. And
yeah. Cole. No, he wrote the Final Four. So we got 212 people in. He didn't put them on.
No,
he put the people that are on the celebrities that are in there.
Sure. And me, you, Cole, and Arky are all at the top. So I'm comparing our Final Four teams right now. And you and I both have Kansas and UCLA in the Final Four. So we need that more than anything.
Yeah, that's but I got Arizona points. In the Final Four. I don't think they do, which means Arizona could give us two more points.
Yeah, exactly.
We can gain on them with Arizona. You're focused on Kansas and UCLA. I'm focused on Arizona. I'm focused on other areas, too, that we can, because we can't just get everyone right and they get everyone wrong.
Right. So. Well, Arizona, you're right. Arizona will give us two extra points because neither one of them have Arizona in the Final Four. Because in that bracket, Arky and Cole each had either St. Mary's or Notre Dame in their Final Four. So their Final Four team's gone.
I was pretty near perfect in the South. Middle Tennessee was one that cost me in the South.
Yeah.
You know, they got me in trouble in the South. But everything else, I was pretty near perfect there in the South on that thing. But you got to get on your Honda here. You got to get us some wins here. I'm not even looking. I got to look at your your bracket here and see what you got here. Let's see, Villanova. Oh, you're wiped out, man.
Yeah,
you're wiped out on the, you're wiped out on the East and the West. You got Kansas. You got Oregon. Can I pull for you on an Oregon game? I think I can pull for you on the Oregon game because I think I'm dead in that spot. Yeah, I'm dead there. So I can pull for Oregon. And you got North Carolina. I got North Carolina, so that'd be good for the next round. UCLA. So we both got North Carolina, UCLA. That's 4 points right there.
Yep.
If North Carolina and UCLA win. So anyway, so plenty to get into on the brackets, more than just our brackets, which, you know, are bearable. You know, they're terrible. To be honest with you, they're terrible. All right, give me some information that I didn't have a minute ago. Tell me something to make, you know, to redeem yourself here with a little bit of facts. What do you got? A little Tony Macmanuja. What do you got?
Well, today in baseball, 1973, Roberto Clemente was elected to the Hall of Fame just 11 weeks after he passed away.
And that was sad.
It was. And, I mean, I know about it. I obviously wasn't around.
It was sad. I was 12 years old at the time. It was very sad.
And then we had Mike Tyson in 1988. KO's Tony Tubbs in second round for the heavyweight boxing title. Today in 1989, today baseball announced that the Reds manager Pete Rose was officially under investigation.
Wow.
Yeah. And then this one's been all over the place today, but today in 1990, the Lakers retired Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's number 33.
Never a big Jabbar fan.
Really?
Never a big Jabbar fan. I never was a big Jabbar fan. No, I wasn't. What can I tell you? All right, let me get Wolverine Dan in here because he's chomping at the bit. Oh, I saw my phone had gone off like 2 seconds after Michigan won on Saturday, which I liked because I had Michigan to the Final Four, so I was happy with that. Let me get Wolverine Dan in here. Wolverine Dan, what's going on, man?
Oh, hey, you know, you two guys, it's you two against Archie and Cole. How about us two? Badger Larry and Wolverine Dan kicking your asses.
Yeah. It's a me and Tony Mack against Arky and Cole. It's a fight on a short bus right now. I mean, it's ridiculous right now with that thing there. I mean, it's just like a battle of people all, you know, sub 100.
It's driving Cole crazy because, you know, Cole, he don't think I'm a sports guy, but Cole, listen, if you're listening, Cole, it took me less than a minute to do my bracket. Ginger was at the computer. Bam, bam, bada boom, bada bing, bada boom. Done. That was
I see Badger Larry up there.
And I'm kicking your butt.
Yeah, I see Badger Larry up there, but where are you? I don't see you on here anywhere. Where are you? How far down?
I'm at 100 out of 218. That's good.
Oh, you're at 100. Okay, all right. Well, Badger Larry's second. So you know what I mean? When you're talking about being way up there, I'm thinking, you know, Badger Larry said, Danny T, you got to be kidding me. That's Savant. Danny T is leading it.
I want Larry to win now, but I just want to get ahead of you guys now, and then I got some bragging rights. Speaking of bragging rights, Mut Wagner, Dicholan, Daguiam, oh, das Regenschiff's kaputten, Louisville kaputten, yeah. How about the big German guy? Oh, yeah, we're talking. And at the end of the game, you got to love it. The Beehive comes out from the door with a master blaster squirt gun and nail all his players celebrating because they can't have beer in the locker room, but they can squirt it down, baby. Hit the rim all the way, double dibble doo dandy. Whoa, how about those Wolverines? Tell you, hey, you got to love the guard, too. Wilton, the guy's a stud, okay? He's going to be definitely pro prospect, all right? And then I hear Bama guys on another radio station. Yeah, listen to another one, too. Anyway, on the other radio station, saying that they're better than the Big Ten. Whoa, time out. You are in football, but this is 1 year that you've got halfway decent. We've been doing this for a long time in the Big Ten. You're not better than the Big Ten. Let's get that straight.
Well,
okay?
I'm gonna go out. Wait a minute now. I got to stop you right there. Last I knew, I thought 7-2 was better than 8-4. I mean, they got a better record than the Big Ten, and they both got three teams into the Sweet 16, but, you know, I mean, 7-2 is 7-2. I mean, you know, it's still a better record than the Big Ten has in this tournament. It is what it is.
Kentucky's, but they're acting like they've been better than us for a long time.
Well, Kentucky's won more national championships than anybody in the 10, right? I mean, you know, who's won the most national championships? That SEC.
Well, yeah, we got a lot, too, now. Come on, we got a lot of
national championships. I know. I'm just breaking your stones.
Team that's been carrying you for a long time. But bottom line is this. You got to love it, man. My boys are just playing like lights out. And, I tell you what, I don't have to win another bracket or win any kind of games. All I want to do is just get – I don't care. You can throw my bracket out the door because I want my team to go all the way, baby. I might screw up a lot of people. A lot of people didn't believe in my team. I did. Of course, I don't have them. You know, this is it for the run for my team in my bracket because I didn't think they had what it takes to get all the way. I mean, I've got to give you that, you know. But I did add the fact that they were going to make the Sweet 16. And they did,
I will be honest with you.
Team, you got to give this team credit.
I like them over Oregon. I got to pull for Oregon because it's like the only pick left that McBusted Bracket has. All right, so I got to kind of pull for it because he's got to get me some points here to help the cause here. So, you know, I'm going to pull for Oregon, but I like Michigan in that game. I'll be honest with you. All right, Wolverine Dan, that's a good job by you, man.
Go Badger Larry.
Go Badger Larry. Right on Danny T and Badger Larry, Doghouse legends. Battling it out at the top of the list out of 212 guys. It was crazy, man. Danny T doesn't know which end of the club to hold. Badger Larry is a golfer, though. So we'll see what happens with those guys. All right, let's get a break. When we come back, Mark Long will join us. We'll talk Gators with him. They're one of three teams from the SEC to make it to the Sweet 16. Also, he was at DePalmer, and the Gators are in spring ball, so we got lots to talk about with Mark Long. We'll do that next. It's the Tom Abraham Show. We're off and rolling right here on 730, 103.9 AM.
730 and 103.9, The Ump. More sports.
From the University of Alabama, this is Crimson Tide Today. It's a daily update on Bama sports, and it's brought to you by AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialist, your hometown pros. We support everything you love. Hello, everybody. I'm Chris Stewart. Freshman Jordan Lewis grabbed the rebound off her own miss and put it back to score the game-winning basket with 5 seconds remaining, giving the Alabama women's basketball team a 55-53 victory over Little Rock Sunday in Coleman Coliseum. The win advances the Tide to the round of 16 in the Women's National Invitation Tournament. That'll be Thursday night at Coleman Coliseum as the Tide will play host to Tulane. Alabama softball won 2 out of 3 at Mississippi State over the weekend. The Tide clinched the series with a 3-0 victory on Sunday. Alexis Osorio was the winner in the circle for the 16th time in 17 decisions. She went 7 innings, allowed 4 hits, striking out 8. Sydney Booker had a 2-run homer. Reagan Dykes, an RBI single. Next up for Alabama, conference play against South Carolina in Tuscaloosa starting Friday. I'll have more in a moment.
T-Town is your town and is the home of Spirit Pride and Crimson Memories. AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists is in T-Town and neighborhoods across the South. We're your hometown pros and your line of defense against damaging foundation, waterproofing, mold, and radon problems. Locally owned, AFS has deep knowledge of your area's soil conditions. That's something national franchises just can't match. Call your hometown pros for a free estimate. 877-340-8479.
Bama baseball dropped 3 against Missouri this weekend. The Tide will travel to Birmingham to take on UAB at Regions Field on Tuesday. And Alabama gymnastics finished 3rd at the SEC Championships over the weekend in Jacksonville, Florida. That marks the 19th consecutive year that the Tide has finished in the top 3. Next up, the NCAA Regionals, April 1st. That's your Bama update. Crimson Tide Today, brought to you by AFS, is a production of the Crimson Tide Sports Network.
The insane inflatable 5K is coming to town in just a few weeks, and you and your crew are invited to the bounce party. Fitness can be fun as you bob, weave through ball maze and crash course and get your bounce and slide on with the wall, wrecking balls, and 7 additional inflatables. Check it out and register early to take advantage of special savings at insaneinflatable5k.com.
The Insane Inflatable 5K is coming back to Huntsville. It's just a few weeks away, and waves are already filling up. It's taking place April 8th. The Insane Inflatable 5K is fun for everyone. Feel like a kid again and jump on 11 of the craziest inflatable obstacles you have ever seen. Seriously huge and crazy cool. And we love saving you some money. So here's your chance to be a kid at heart again. And insane by choice. Log on this Friday morning at 9. You can be part of the Insane Inflatable 5K. It's a $68.50 value for only $34.25. Be a part of the Big Bounce Party. Log on this Friday morning at 9. UmpSports.com. Brought to you by Kubota. He's the neighbor with the orange zero turn. He mows, maintains, shapes, and perfects. He takes pride in himself and this place he calls home. This is why he does it. Kubota. Find your local Kubota dealer at AlabamaKubotaDealers.com.
The only way to go. spring is here, and Bankston has the best selection of 2017 RVs in the Tennessee Valley.
The only way to go.
New 2017s are arriving daily, like the Aspen Trail 1700 BH. This sweet travel trailer sleeps five with a set of rear bunks for the kids. This trailer features a full kitchen with a two-burner range, fridge, sink, microwave, and a large pantry. The Aspen Trail 1700 BH is on sale now for only $12,499.
The only way to go.
Spring is here, and so are the new 2017 travel trailers, truck campers, fifth wheels, and motorhomes. Learn more about the Aspen Trail Mini 1700 BH online.
The only way to go is in a Bankston motorhome.
Five locations are online at BanksonMotorhomes.com.
Partly sunny and very mild this afternoon. The high today around 75. For tonight, mostly fair with a low at 60. A warm day tomorrow, a mixture of clouds and sunshine. The chance of a strong storm late in the day, the high 82. Cooler Wednesday, a small chance of a shower, the high 62. I'm James Spann on Sports Radio 730 and 103.9 The Ump.
Are you ready, Alabama? It's time to enter the doghouse.
The leadoff role on the Woody Anderson Ford VIP hotline today is a guy who, well, he spent a weekend at the Palmer Invitational at Bay Hill, but it also covers the Gators, all things Gators as well for the AP. So pretty busy time, I would think, for our friend Mark Long from the AP, and he joins us now. Mark, welcome in. How are you, man?
Hey, doing well. I'm sorry. I thought when you asked me if I was in Orlando, I was there for hoops.
Oh, you were there for the hoops. I thought you were at the Palmer. I say you were.
No,
so you were there covering
it. I was there for NCAA hoops.
Oh, good. All right. Well, that's good. Okay. I thought you were there because I know you cover a lot of golf too. So I thought they had you running
back and forth.
Yeah, between the golf and the deal, which is interesting because it was Florida State that were there in Orlando as well. But just talk about this Gator team because Mike White, he wins Coach of the Year in the SEC. And then backs, and it kind of stumbled into the end of the season a little bit, and kind of backs it up pretty strong here with an unbelievable win over Virginia Saturday night in Orlando. There, just pounding the Cavaliers.
Yeah, listen, this was as close to perfection as you can possibly get for Coach Mike White. This is a guy who practices and preaches defense. It's what they do. They spend the majority of their time, energy, effort, all that on playing defense. He picks up the numbers every single day, looking at defensive efficiency numbers. It's the first one he looks at, and it's what he cares about most. And when you talk about holding a team to 17 points in the first half, 28% shooting on the game, and 39 points in a 40-minute game, that's just unheard of. Nobody does that. And so for Florida to do it in the NCAA tournament, and not against a first round, mid-major. They're doing against a pretty legit Virginia team, albeit, an offensively challenged team. Still, doesn't matter. They're doing that against Virginia. I mean, it just speaks volumes about how Mike White got that team ready to play, especially when you look at how they did. They stumbled down the stretch 3-3 in their final six games, and a lot of people were picking them as an upset special going into the tournament. They come out and they pound East Tennessee State right out the gate, and then they turn around 2 days later and do the same to Virginia. So, of all the teams in the Sweet 16, there's a handful of them that look better than everybody else, and Florida's certainly got to be put in that category.
I got to be honest with you. I had ETSU. I mean, it was a trendy pick. I had ETSU on my bracket as well, just based on the way Florida played in their last few games and how they looked in the tournament in Nashville. I wasn't real thrilled with the way they were playing. I thought ETSU would get them. Now, all of a sudden, 2 days later, 3 days later, they're emerging in a Eastern region that has lost its one and its two. Villanova and Duke are gone. They're going to play a Wisconsin team that is playing really good basketball as well. Baylor is the highest ranked team left in the East. My wife has Baylor winning it all, by the way, because Chip and Joe from Fixer Upper live there. That's where Fixer Upper is. So that's how she made her pick for Baylor. So now she looks smarter than me. But anyway, So talk about Florida, Wisconsin, because these are two teams overachieving from two conferences that overachieved in the first two rounds.
Yeah, no question. I you know, both everybody, so all the talk was about the ACC for sure. And, you know, I think they've got eight of the nine teams are gone. Some of them just embarrassing losses, Florida State among those. And then all of a sudden the Big Ten, a conference that was, you know, overlooked most of the year, has really stepped up. And the SEC, there was a point early in the season where most people thought three teams from the SEC were all that were going to get in the tournament. And not only that, not only did they get in double that, half of them would get to the Sweet 16. So they got three in the Sweet 16. And, you know, and South Carolina's, you know, that's certainly one of the bigger upsets of the tournament, beating Duke. And Kentucky's looked legit good. And Florida, of course, we've already talked about them. They've looked legit good. And here's the thing about Florida, and the reason why everybody picked against them, because they lost John Igbunu, because they went 3-3 down the stretch. Their three losses, two were at Vanderbilt, okay? At, you know, at literally on campus at Vanderbilt, and then in Nashville, a couple miles down the road in the SEC tournament, and then at Kentucky. So it wasn't like they're losing at home to middle of the pack SEC teams. They're losing on the road to teams that made the tournament. So it's not, you know, by any stretch of the imagination, you know, reason why. And they were close games. That's the other thing. And they were close games. So it's not like Florida is getting blown out or anything like that. So I think there was a little bit of it was panic. I think a lot of people panicked, including maybe Florida a little bit. But I think, you know, they've kind of silenced all of that now.
Yeah, there's no question about it. I think it was three out of five teams that made it to the Sweet 16. Unless I'm missing somebody, because, you know, in Arkansas for a long time looked pretty solid against North Carolina. I mean, North Carolina has to finish on a 12-0 run to beat Arkansas. I thought four teams were going to get to the Sweet 16 out of the SEC. And, you know, I know a lot of people don't want to use the tournament, just like they don't want to use bowl games to determine conferences. But I think this is big for the SEC, along with the Pac-12 and the Big Ten, to all get three each, while the ACC gets one, and they needed a 12-0 run to get that one. I think this is big for the league. It shows you where this league is headed, I think.
No question. I think, and the big one is getting South Carolina there. Listen, everybody expects Kentucky to be there. Most people expect Florida to be there. I think Florida now is in the Sweet 16 for the fifth time in the last 7 years. So this isn't, you know, any kind of fluke by any imagination for Florida. So you expect those teams to get there. It's the rest of the league that's needed to step up over the last 5 or 6 years. And, you know, you add Missouri and you thought that was going to boost basketball, and it really hasn't. But teams like South Carolina, you know, certainly Vanderbilt, Arkansas, you know, getting them back to some semblance of what they were in the mid-90s with Nolan Richardson, it would be great for the league. So you're starting to maybe see a little bit of that under Mike Anderson. You know, but South Carolina, a team, you know, that really never done anything basketball wise, for South Carolina to get to the Sweet 16 and beat a number two seed in Duke, that's huge for the league, and maybe, you know, it's going to help everybody. That's what you hope, is that, you know, it boosts the league. That's what the league's hope anyway. And they've worked on this for years. They've brought in consultants. They've talked about it ad nauseum at the league meetings. They've mandated better schedules. They've added the SEC Big 12 Challenge every year, where you're playing a Big 12 team. So they've done the things that you need to do to get more teams in the tournament. They've done the things you need to do to raise your basketball profile. They've done the things you need to do to try to make it better from top to bottom. And now, finally, 4 or 5 years into that process, you're starting to see some results.
No question about it. Mark Long with us, talking a little bit of NCAA basketball and Gator basketball. And yeah, I'll tell you right now, I know the people in Tuscaloosa will be disappointed if they're not in the tournament next year. A wonderful class, top five class coming in for Avery Johnson's team, and at Auburn with Bruce Pearl, even though it didn't go the way he wanted it to go, they got a great class coming in as well. And you look at the coaches, even Rick Barnes up there at Tennessee, they beat Kentucky this year and at times looked like they were going to be pretty good. Yeah, I think the league overall is in the best shape it's been in a long time.
Yeah, no question. And I think adding those big name coaches, I think it was they all four of them came in at the same time. Rick Barnes, Avery Johnson, and I'm missing Ben Howland.
Yeah, Ben Howland.
You brought back Bruce Pearl the following year, and then Mike White. And Mike White's kind of been the best of the bunch, really, with the least amount of hype. I remember, you know, that year it was. it was indeed Howland, Avery Johnson, Mike White, and who am I missing?
Let's see, not Rick Barnes, Mike White, Bruce Pearl,
no,
Avery
Barnes.
Johnson.
Rick Barnes. Barnes, Howland, Avery Johnson, and Mike White. Mike White was the least of those four. No-name right. coach out of La Tech. Nobody knew who he was at Florida until they hired him. And all of a sudden now he's the SEC Coach of the Year. He's got a very good shot at being the National Coach of the Year. He's put together, you know, a legit team and has really carried them forward. But those other guys are going to catch up. They didn't follow Billy Donovan. They didn't have the pedigree at Florida that Mike White stepped into. But they're going to catch up. You can see Avery Johnson making strides. You can see Ben Howland making strides. You can see Rick Barnes making strides. And then, obviously, Bruce Pearl. I think the world of that Auburn team, and I think they're going to be a force to be reckoned with in a couple of years.
How is that Florida team built? Is this a team that is a year early doing this, or is this a team that is senior laden? Where are they at? Is this something that's got some staying power?
No, he's going to have to rebuild. I mean, they're going to lose a ton. Devin Robinson's almost a lock to go pro. He's probably the only guy on the bench with really NBA talent. But all those other guys, they've got a couple seniors in the starting lineup with Casey Hill and then Justin Leon. So they're going to lose the majority of their top eight, probably five of those top eight. But they've got some guys underneath. They got a good recruiting class coming in. So that's what it's about. The question is whether Mike White, whether he'll be able to recruit at the level Billy Donovan did. And can he get some of those top flight guys in the state? And to grab a couple of guys from around the country, the guys who are considering Kentucky and Carolina and Duke, can he all of a sudden get one of those guys to wind up in Gainesville, much like Billy Donovan did over the years? And that'll create some staying power for Mike White in that program. But getting to the Sweet 16 surely helps. Getting the Elite Eight would surely help. Getting the Final Four would be, pie in the sky for that program.
I heard Jim McElwain today wanted to talk about Gators basketball. Talk about the dynamic between him and Mike White as opposed to, in the past with Urban Meyer and Billy Donovan when Billy was winning national championships and that. I don't recall, what kind of relationship they had or whether or not, Urban Meyer spent a lot of time talking about the basketball team. But it seems like McElwain loves this, that, the basketball team's making a lot of noise here.
Well, little known fact, I don't know if a lot of people know it, but Jim McElwain grew up playing basketball. Now, he did eventually play football, but his first love was basketball. And he actually talks about hoops all the time, whether it's NBA, college, high school, WNBA. The guy loves hoops. And he's one of those guys who's not afraid to take a basketball player and see if he can turn him into a tight end or maybe an offensive tackle. So it's not a surprise, but him and Mike White coming in pretty much at the same time, I think that has helped, and they're in this thing together. That's the other thing. They're in it together. They know that the success of the football program helps the basketball team. Success of the basketball team certainly could help the football team, and they're both out there raising money, doing things like that for the kind of the grand scheme of things, the big cause,
yeah.
big picture.
Yeah. And finally, quarterback battle going on there at spring ball. And I know that this is the case, half the SEC, it seems like every year. But just update us on what's going on with Felipe Franks and Kyle Trask. And I understand that freshman Kadarius Toney has looked pretty good as well, but I don't think he's going to get a shot. But how is, of course, I didn't think that Jalen Hurts would get a shot either. But how is the Franks Trask thing going?
Yeah, it's hard to tell only because it's spring ball, and mm-hmm. you're going in shells and shorts,
right.
And not full pads by any means, and certainly not full contact. But they look good. They both look good at times. They both look bad at times. They both look like freshmen at times. I think the third kid's got a chance to get to be a situational guy. I think Jim McElwain wants a quarterback he can put in there who can do a little more option, read option, things and things like that. And I think he was a little hamstrung last year not having that option, and he would like to have that. And then I think it's hard to count out Luke Del Rio. I think a lot of people think he's done and his career's done, but they insist, he went and got surgery on both shoulders, and people think he's going to come back. You know, I just think that that's not a good sign for the program if they end up back on Luke Del Rio. It's not a good sign for where you're at
yeah.
in a quarterback situation.
Yeah, I would think that was the stopgap type of scenario, but we'll see, I guess, what happens. All right, man, appreciate you as always. Thanks for the update from Orlando, and it's going to be exciting next week, man. We'll see where the Gators – how about the Gators in South Carolina with a trip to, the Final Four on the line? That would be something, wouldn't it?
It could happen, yeah.
Could happen. That'd be crazy. All right, man, appreciate you.
All right, no problem. Thanks.
Thanks. Could happen, Mark Long. All right, let's get a break. We'll come back. Lines go open for the first time. If you want to jump in, 866-485-9867. We'll get you in. It's the Tom Abraham Show, 730-1039, The Ump.
The Ump, WUMP, 730 and 1039, The Ump.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. There is no bigger party than the one thrown on the internet whenever Duke loses in the NCAA tournament, and everybody reached for that red Solo cup the minute the Blue Devils fell to South Carolina in the second round last night. Just as everybody came with the same tired, lame jokes when it happened. You know, like Grayson Allen thought he was going to win a national title, but he was tripping. Hey-oh. Look, dance on Duke's grave if that's your thing, but just remember who put them there. Frank freaking Martin and the South Carolina Gamecocks. This is not about what Duke didn't do. It's about what Martin and South Carolina did to them. Tip your hat because the better team won last night. And don't be so busy hating on Duke that you don't show the proper respect to Martin and his squad because they earned it. I'm Jim Rome.
Clean away dirt and grime and bring out your vehicle shine with super savings on O'Reilly Car Wash. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up a gallon bottle of O'Reilly Car Wash for $3.99. Clean, shine, and protect your vehicle with O'Reilly Car Wash on sale for $3.99 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's opponents on Man versus Train. At the crossing, we have Rick, a 175-pound frustrated man who's running late for work. And on the tracks, we have Bull, a million-pound freight train that takes a mile to stop. Let's see who comes out on top.
You can't beat a train, so don't try. Stop. Trains can't. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
March Madness is a time when the best of the best come out to play. Experience that same level of performance with the turbocharged Infiniti Q50 sedan. Visit Smith Infiniti of Huntsville today and lease the Q50 for $339 a month for 39 months. $24.99 initial payment, tax, title, license, and options extra. Call 1-800-862-0406 for details. Offer ends 3/31/17. Infiniti is an official partner of NCAA Men's Basketball. NCAA and March Madness are registered trademarks of the National Collegiate Athletic Association. Infiniti. Empower the drive.
You can learn to DIY just about anything.
Today I'm going to teach you how to defend yourself in a court of law. It's important to wear a fancy suit. That way, if they ask for evidence, you can point to it and say, Exhibit A.
After all, some things are better left to the pros, like buying a home. Because without an expert to guide you, you could be headed for trouble.
If you're backed into a corner, throw out a few objections. Works every time.
So DIY yourself a favor and get Realtor. Head to Realtor.com/getrealtor today. Realtors are members of the National Association.
Think fast. In less than 30 seconds, a small flame can become a big fire. Don't let your world go up in smoke. Have working smoke alarms and always stay in the kitchen when cooking at high temperatures. Learn more at usfa.fema.gov because fire is everyone's fight.
The Ump is the home of the Avery Johnson era.
He'll shoot a fallaway three. He'll miss it. Rebound controlled by Corbin Collins. Run clock. 3 seconds. 2-1. It is over. And in four overtimes, Avery Johnson's Crimson Tide wins against the 16th ranked team in America. Alabama knocks off the leaders in the Southeastern Conference.
The home of Alabama basketball rolls here. Hey, it's our time. Call the big dog now at 866-485-9867. Here's Tom Abraham.
All Well, Wolverine Dan got things fired up. On the text window, lines are open right now. 866-485-9867. 866-485-9867. Get you on the phone with us. Your text window is 732-982-7469. From the 256, unsigned. Remember, we don't know who you are unless you sign your text. All right. It's not like a regular phone where, you know, I don't have everybody's, you know, phone number or something in the text window. So we don't get that information. So sign your text so we can give credit to those who throw that in there. But regarding Wolverine Dan, what mental hospital did he escape from? I don't think that he's an escapee. Is he? Tony Mack, do you know, is Wolverine Dan, when he called, did it come up on a caller ID there or anything? I mean, does it say like he's calling from some mental hospital? I don't think he's working for the post office, but I don't think he's in a mental hospital. I mean, I don't think that's right.
You think we have caller ID?
I do think we have. I know we have caller ID. I know that for a fact. Of course we have caller ID. How could we track down a caller that come in and say something bad on the radio? Naturally we have caller ID.
Of course. No.
That's the deterrent. Are you kidding me?
It never comes up ever.
No, it doesn't come up Nuthouse or anything, right? No, okay. All right. Let's see. From Ray Dog. See, Ray Dog knows. He signs his text message. He said, who won the regular season Big Ten title, Wolverine Dan? I don't remember. Was it Michigan? Maybe Purdue? Well, as much respect as I have for that, and he's right, by the way. Ray Dog is right. Ray Dog's daughter goes to Purdue. So now he's a Purdue fan. But I've known Ray Dog since he was one of my first callers in 2004 in the Tennessee Valley. I've known Ray Dog since he famously got ran by Jim Rome for giving himself a nickname when Jim Rome went to him and said, you know, Ray in Huntsville. And Ray said, well, actually, it's Ray Dog. And Jim Rome said, no, it's not. And he was gone. We used to have that audio. I don't know what happened to that audio. Hey, Mick Research, get in that computer someday when we're not on the air. See if you can find a Ray Dog call. Ray Dog gets run by Rome, or Ray Dog on Rome, or something like that. It's buried in that computer somewhere. It's got to be in there somewhere. Send an email to, you know, Jason Marks or something, and ask him if he knows where it is. It's somewhere. Zach Bennett. One of them dudes would know where it is. Send an email to Cletus. Just Cletus. Just like Cletus at Cletus.com. He might know where it is. So Ray Dog, as long as I've known him, since 2004, it's a Duke fan. It's always a Dukie. It's a Dukie forever. So Ray Dog, what's up, man? I mean, I know Purdue made it to the Sweet 16. What about your Blue Devils, man? From McKringleberry, that's what Purdue does. They win the regular season. Yep. And that's about all they do. They didn't win the Big Ten championship, that's for sure. And from Bill, how about Greg Marshall's classy wife? Yeah. The only thing that's more embarrassing than McBusted's bracket has got to be Greg Marshall's wife, the Wichita State coach, who got up and screamed, let's F some bleep up, while she was hammered and she got the Charles Oakley treatment, escorted out of there. Damon Amendola is next. It's the Tom Abraham Show, 731 on 390.
WUMP Sports Radio, The Op.
It's warming up around Huntsville. That means it's time to get out and ride in a Polaris off-road vehicle. And the best time to buy is during the Polaris Spring Sales Event. You'll find great financing, plus rebates up to $2,000. You'll even get a free two-year extended warranty on any full-size Ranger or any Sportsman 450 or 570 ATV. See your Polaris dealer now.
Offer valid through April, may vary by model. No charge for promotional two-year extended warranty. See dealer for details. Off-road vehicles can be hazardous to operate. Always wear a helmet and take a safety training course.
The Insane Inflatable 5K is coming to town in just a few weeks, and you and your crew are invited to the bounce party. Fitness can be fun as you bob, weave through ball maze and crash course and get your bounce and slide on with the wall, wrecking balls, and seven additional inflatables. Check it out and register early to take advantage of special savings at insaneinflatable5k.com.
The Insane Inflatable 5K is coming back to Huntsville. It's just a few weeks away, and waves are already filling up. It's taking place April 8th. The Insane Inflatable 5K is fun for everyone. Feel like a kid again and jump on 11 of the craziest inflatable obstacles you have ever seen. Seriously huge and crazy cool. And we love saving you some money. So here's your chance to be a kid at heart again. And insane by choice. Log on this Friday morning at 9. You can be part of the Insane Inflatable 5K. It's a $68.50 value for only $34.25. Be a part of the Big Bounce Party. Log on this Friday morning at 9. UmpSports.com.
The most dangerous day for a baby is the first day of life. Babies born in poverty zones are dying from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But they don't have to die. For nearly 60 years, Project Hope has been working around the world, training local healthcare workers, delivering medicines and medical supplies, giving newborns the healthy start they need to survive and thrive. Make sure her first day of life is not her last. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org.
Hi, this is Ginger Harper, co-chair of the 2017 Huntsville Heart Walk. Have you or your loved one been affected by heart disease? Heart disease is the number one killer of all Americans. Honor those who battle this disease and reduce your risk by participating in the American Heart Association's Huntsville Heart Walk on Saturday, April 8th at the Courthouse Square in downtown Huntsville. Hope you will join the community and all of our sponsors. For more information or to register today, you can visit huntsvilleheartwalk.org.
She's kind of a big deal. Some people like to say it's only because of how she looks. She sticks her tongue out a lot. But there's just something about her that makes people do crazy things, like get tattoos of her face, or wait in line for hours just to say hi. Lil Bub is a 2-year-old cat, an Instagram celebrity with a following bigger than some 90s television stars. And it all started because she was adopted. You can't buy a best friend like Lil Bub, but you can adopt one. Help us save them all at bestfriends.org.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You're bringing your daughter to her favorite pop star's concert. Do you A, wear earplugs?
Isn't this fun, Dad?
I have a soft pretzel.
B, remember the moment with matching concert t-shirts.
That's going to be $180.
Or we can just take a photo.
C, show her how you used to do concerts.
We're going crowd surfing!
I can't. He's too heavy.
Oh, my God. Ah.
Or D, just roll with it.
Woo! Justin! Look at us! We're over here!
Justin! OMG! I love you, Justin! I love you!
When it comes to parenting, there are no perfect answers. But that's okay, because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to Mom. But a little over a year ago, we realized she couldn't take care of herself without our help. And, well, how could I not be there for her? I had no idea how hard it would be, and just what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and, even for me, ways to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics that got me started, but also information about the hurdles I was facing in this new role. I could even connect with experts and hear from others who had been in my place. I know this road we're on isn't an easy one, but I'm really happy to have the extra help for her and for me.
Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. This message is brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Sports Radio 730 and 1039. The UMP. WUMP Madison. W28 OBA Madison Huntsville. A Cumulus station.